Hey, Chevra. There's a famous Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa that tells us in the words Zayidnu, where Hashem says, this is what you should give for the Machzis HaShekel. Again, the beginning of Parshas Kisisa this week talks about the Machzis HaShekel that Klal Yisrael gave to be counted. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told, the Rashi doesn't give over the whole Medrash, the Medrash goes a little longer. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu about the Machzis HaShekel, Moshe didn't know what he was talking about exactly, what the Machzis HaShekel was. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? It's Gemara in Shkalim. Kimin matbeya shal eish haralo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe mitachas kisei akavo v'amarlo kizeyitnu. Hashem took out a fiery coin and showed it to him. He said, this is what you should give. But we have to understand, there's a similar chazal by the menorah. That Hashem had to show Moshe the menorah in the fiery image. By the menorah, it had an incredible, intricate details. Moshe wasn't even able to make the menorah then, right? So that's understandable, that Hashem has to show him an image of the menorah. What was so hard that Moshe couldn't understand what a coin is? And why a fiery image? What's going on here? So tonight, Mamish, right at the beginning of the Hilga Yartzeit of the Noam Elimelech, Zchoso Yagin Eleinu, I sat down tonight, Mamish, just a little bit after Shkia, and I had to learn a piece of Noam Elimelech. Tzadik in my field, B'Bisosan Chai. A tzadik, even after their death, are still alive. And where are they most alive? In their Torah. And to learn a Torah of the tzadik on his Yartzeit, Mamish, he's right here with us. When we're going to be singing Shabbos Kodesh in a minute, he's going to be dancing with us. The Noam Elimelech. And here I could say it more than in most places when I say such a thing, because we have this chus that his great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson, his 10th generation, 10th or 9th, have you switched it? What happened?
Nine,
right? Remember, no, it used to be 10th, it went to 9th, we got closer. That we have this chus that we have Moshe David straight from the Noam Elimelech with us. So we have Mamish, the tzaddik's in each and every one of us, but Mamish, the mishpacha by the table here, when we're going to share the Noam Elimelech on his yahrzeit. So what does Noam Elimelech say? He says something very special. I'm going to elaborate in my own words a little bit, and we'll read some of it from his words, because it's kedai to read it from the words of the tzaddik also. But you know what? Moshe Rabbeinu, seemingly, you know what he couldn't understand maybe? This is not exactly this part of Noam Elimelech. We'll get to what Noam Elimelech goes. What seemingly he couldn't understand is like, we're going to do something full of Kedusha and a mitzvah from Hashem, take a Machzis HaShekel with money? With gashmias? With materialism? Like, really? So what does Hashem say? She's nagu im kaspeim kazeh. Yeah, you're going to custom with your money. You're going to take your money and do it like this. De'esh soref ve'esh mechamim. Fire burns and fire warms. What he's saying is fire could be extremely destructive and fire could be something incredible that we all need. Fire lo aleinu can burn down homes and be something that's mamish deadly. But we're sitting here on an extremely cold night outside, even though we're in March already. Where are we living? Shem Yerachim. But we're very warm. We're maybe even too warm. Because we have heat on. Because downstairs in the basement, there's a boiler with a fire that's adding heat to us right now. And some of us enjoyed some delicious cholent over here. Now is this cholent cooked on a fire? So fire can be soyer, it can be destructive, fire can be mechamim, it can warm us, it could help us, it could cook for us. And so too is with money. Imchas v'sholom isnaik kaspo shalo kahogen asorafto. If you take money and you use it, Noam Elimelech says, in the wrong way, and you use it for your own gaiva, for your own, to be a haughty individual, to show people who you are, pump yourself up. It destroys you. It's destructive. To run after money, to spend hours needing too much money, that's where your focus is, sarafto, it burns you, it destroys you. We need money to live, to support your family, to do mitzvahs, vada, but it could sarafto. But if you do it properly and you use your money for tzedakah with a full heart, it's not just I have to give tzedakah, I want to give tzedakah. I'm excited to give tzedakah. And I do mitzvahs. Azai ha mitzvah azos magas ad kisei hakavod. It reaches the kisei hakavod. That's where, by the way, the Gemara says it's eish mitachas akiva kisei hakavod. That's where he took it from. Umachmaso magiela oneg, and you reach tremendous pleasure. The Melech telling us that, you know what, Hashem, why you took this fiery coin to show Moshe? He was teaching Moshe about money, saying money's like fire. Just like fire can be the most destructive, but can be the most special thing in the world, so too money can be. Money could be something that mamish destroys us and pulls us down into the worst of places. But money could be something we use properly to help others, to give to others, to care for others, to build the world, to build yeshivas. And that's the lesson of the Machzor HaShekel. Mirtz Hashem, we should be zoiche chevra. That when you're zoiche to be in the world where you have an achrayas to support your family with money, use it wisely. It's a fire. Make sure it's a fire that's bringing a place of oneg, a place of simcha, a place of bracha. Until we're zoiche, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, to be giving the Machzor HaShekel again for the use in the Beis HaMikdash with the Gula Shleima B'mheira B'meina. The Hail G'Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabb